Chinese President Xi Jinping and Philippine President Rodrigo Duterte have exchanged congratulatory messages on the 45th anniversary of the establishment of diplomatic ties between the two countries. The Chinese president said he's willing to work with his Philippine counterpart to continuously lift their country's relationship of comprehensive strategic cooperation to new levels. China has reiterated that it has no intention of participating in the so-called trilateral arms control negotiations with the United States and Russia. U.S. Special Envoy for Arms Control Marshall Blingsley wrote on Twitter that the United States and Russia have scheduled negotiations on nuclear arms to which China was invited. Chinese Foreign Ministry spokesperson Hua Chunying said the U.S. has repeatedly mentioned China on extending the new Strategic Arms Reduction Treaty and called it a tactic from the U.S. to remove itself from responsibility. Direct flights between Wuhan and Beijing have resumed after a month of suspension because of COVID-19. China Southern Airlines is operating one round-trip flight between Wuhan Tianhe International Airport and Beijing Daxing International Airport every day through June the 27th. Other airline companies are also working on resuming flights between the two cities. People who arrive in Beijing from Wuhan are no longer required to go through a 14-day observation period. Classes for around 520,000 students in the first, second, and third grades of elementary schools in Beijing are scheduled to resume on June the 15th. All students and teachers are required to wear masks during classes. So far, about 840,000 elementary and middle school students in Beijing have returned to campus. The current semester will end on July the 10th. Chief Executive Carrie Lam said Hong Kong cannot afford to tolerate any more chaos that's disturbed the city over the past 12 months. During a weekly press briefing, Lam announced that the salaries of all political appointees will be frozen for a year starting in July. Lam said authorities have received around 148,000 applications for his employment support scheme. Over 20,000 of them have been processed. Russia has held a military parade rehearsal near Moscow ahead of the 75th anniversary of its victory in the Great Patriotic War. Soldiers wore masks and gloves as a safeguard against coronavirus. Formations were arranged under social distancing rules, while vehicles underwent a thorough disinfection sweep. The military parade marks the 75th anniversary of the Soviet victory against the Nazis in World War II. Russian President Vladimir Putin postponed the Victory Day parade from its traditional date of May the 9th to June the 24th. South Korea is urging North Korea to maintain communication lines between the two sides after Pyongyang threat to cut off all inter-Korean hotlines. The South Korean Unification Ministry official said his country will follow the inter-Korean agreement while making efforts for peace and prosperity on the Korean Peninsula. The identified official said North Korea did not answer calls from the South through all inter-Korean communication lines in the morning. North Korea earlier announced it will cut off all communication and liaison lines with South Korea amid its complaints over Seoul's failure to stop what it calls defectors from sending anti-Pyongyang leaflets. U.S. President Donald Trump's star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame has been vandalized with black spray paint during weekend protests over the death of George Floyd. The star first had messages written on it before being completely spray-painted black with BLM, short for Black Lives Matter. Los Angeles police said they were unaware of the vandalism and there have been zero complaints reported.